Hello, my little piggies. Welcome back to I Am a Bit of an Expert, a Peppa Pig podcast. I'm your host, Josh Chapman, and joining me as always down the line, the other half of the show, live from Freedom Land, it's Matt Frost. How you going, mate?
I'm very good, thanks, Josh. And how are you?
Going well, going well. We're in the home stretch here. We've been talking about this every week, and we're in the last week of this stage four lockdown. Numbers are down, very low, very low. So childcare opens next week, so things will be...
Never mind bars and restaurants.
Nah, that's all coming a little bit later, but you got to get the big stuff out of the way first and get your life back a little bit. So it does mean for our 100th episode, I should have an extra spring in my step, because I'll know the next day that I'll be doing the daddy drop-off down at the childcare.
It should be nice, actually, because we're actually breaking protocol and we're just doing one episode tonight. So our 100th will be as timely as it possibly can be.
It will be. It'll be fresh as. Now we won't go into too much details about what we're doing, but
because we don't really know,
because we've given ourselves another week to figure it out. So I wouldn't be expecting some sort of crazy, you know, retrospective or anything. I mean, it's not going to be a clip show or testimonials or anything like that. I think it's going to be hopefully we'll do a good episode about episode we like. That's probably what you have to look forward to.
So that deal with rent a compliment didn't come through then?
No. Those are the last minute celebrity guests, I think, unless Brian Blessed starts returning our calls.
Unlikely.
So today we are, well, this is still an episode that's sort of both close to our hearts, I think, both being dads and all, but we've got the baby piggy. And what goes down in the baby piggy, mate?
Well, it's a very basic episode in that it is just Pepper and George going to meet their new baby cousin, Alexander. But it's pretty good, pretty well put together.
Yeah, it's always good when we get some extended piggy family, and we get Daddy Pig's brother, who's kind of got the darker beard but no glasses. Now, he's been in an episode before. I don't know whether it was an episode that we jumped ahead on, or has he been?
No, I think it was Chloe's puppet show.
Yes, yep. That's right, because then they sort of both fall asleep because they've eaten too much lunch or something. Is that how it went down, if I recall correctly?
Yeah, definitely. It's a pig trait, I believe.
To stuff yourselves at lunch, yeah, that sounds about right. So we've got Uncle Pig and Cousin Chloe and Auntie Pig, and they're sort of all very similar looking with a few little slight distinctions. Auntie Pig sort of has different colour eyeliner on. I've never noticed that Mummy Pig, now, because I was looking at Auntie Pig's eyeliner and she's kind of got this sort of teal aqua thing going on, and Mummy Pig actually has sort of like a purpley violet eyeliner going.
They're very subtle differences compared to their onesies and dresses, so I think that's the real way you need to tell them apart.
Yeah, well, it's nice that they got, you know, a little bit of variation there.
You're quite right. Auntie Pig is, that's quite green.
It's quite green. Yeah. It's quite a dairy look, actually. She's sort of stuck in the 80s. I think it probably worked for her in the 80s, and she's just left it like that. Snagged herself Uncle Pig with with that eyeliner.
Yeah, well, you know, you never know what age it is when you look in the mirror and you think, killer, stick with it.
Yeah, that's right. That's the one I'm going with. And this is with me talking to you with the nice mustache you've got going on right now at the moment too on the video.
Yeah, it's an audio-based format, Josh.
We tend to try and keep our faces out of it as much as possible for the sake of the audience.
And this moustache definitely needs to be kept from the audience, I think.
Yeah, I can't even grow one like that. It would just look terrible. So we do get this episode with baby Alexander. And I was always sort of... I don't really remember this episode. I always kind of felt that Noisy Night was the introduction to baby Alexander. That's always the one that resonated at our house, Noisy Night, just because it was very, you know, true to form, I suppose, or cutting close to the bone.
I think I do remember it pretty well. It's quite a... quite a cute episode in the kids' reactions and stuff. There's not a lot of adult interaction with this one.
No, so they've kind of got, you know, they bring out baby Alexander, and it's a pretty accurate depiction of a brand new baby that just sort of sits there and doesn't really do anything. And you just, you know, I just distinctly remember when we had our little ones, especially the first one, I guess, when it's the first time round, that you just sort of stare at the baby for ages, and it just kind of stares at you, really, and everything it does is kind of interesting, even though it's just sort of like a little blob that just sort of stares back at you.
Yeah, it's kind of hardwired into the gig, isn't it? You just sort of sit there, stare at your baby, have visitors, make some tea.
Yeah, I do remember a lot of cups of tea. First time is drinking a lot of tea and a lot of rotation of visitors coming through, you know, holding the baby and things. But although baby Alexander does seem to cry a bit more of a drop of a hat, I don't really seem to found that newborns would really just cry for no reason. It was usually sort of based around being hungry and things. But
I do like the big, wide, staring eyes.
Yeah, that is very... and just the little onesie as well. Like, it's funny that, like, we laugh about all the piggies wearing onesies, but baby Alexander is wearing a proper onesie with the arms and the feet all covered up.
I quite like the onesies that used to have the little mittens that you could pull in or out.
Oh yeah,
as per need.
So. Just because the baby's fingernails, we had that a few times where the baby, you wake up and have these scratches on their face. Like, what happened in the night? It's like, oh, they've gone at their faces with their fingernails because they're so little you can't really cut them.
Yeah,
we're trying to get the clippers, trying to get the clippers under them, these little fingers and things. And I think we just ended up biting them. It was just easier.
Oh yeah, you don't want to do anything. You don't want to touch them.
So Pepper, of course, wants to hold the baby and realizes pretty quick that it doesn't actually do much. But then there is a great little piece of animation where baby Alexander gets a bit of concentration on the face and the face grows a bit red. And the jackpot, shall we say.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, you know, at that age, like, cause, like, you know, baby Alexander with his wide open mouth and his wide staring eyes is easily under 3 months, maybe less. I'd say he's about 6 weeks old. And baby poo at that age, it's nothing.
You don't really need to push, do you?
Yeah, and it is the least offensive smell compared to what's to come.
Until they get on.
You
science.
Barely notice, like, yeah, you know. Yeah. Yeah,
so. Absolutely. Yeah, I do. I just going back and changing those little nappies and all that kind of stuff. It was. Goodness me, just takes me back. It wasn't even that long ago. Sloane's nearly two, but that was the last time I've had to. I mean, still change. Our nappies are a lot worse now than they were back then.
You're in the ghastly years now.
Yeah, I was in the ghastly years this morning, you know, just to, really. But look, we used to talk about stuff like poo explosions and all that kind of thing, and we won't go into too much detail on the podcast, but. Yeah, sometimes the nappies couldn't even quite handle it, really. So Pepper got lucky, I think.
Yeah, it should have been a bit more accurate, and it just all up baby Alexander's back.
Oh, yeah, so. All up the onesie, all up the singlet. Straight, take them in, strip them off, get a bath, try to find a way to pull the onesie over the shoulders and go down so you're not pulling poo over the top of their head while you're trying to get them up.
Yeah. It's like you're a ER, like, you know, doctor, you know, when they're just cutting off the...
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to...
Karina, hand me the scissors.
Yeah. It's like, ah, who gave us the onesie with press studs instead of a zip? And I've got to sit here and I've got a press stud, 20 press studs to get this thing closed up again. Those Bonds onesies with the zip at the top and the bottom were the greatest invention. You could just... Yeah. Get in, get out. So the kids get pretty a bit bored of baby Alexander because it's not really doing much after they change the nappy, and they decamp off to the cubby house. I do like the little touch that she's got, like, a sort of pink pirate flag on the top of her cubby house, Chloe.
It's actually quite a detailed cubby house. You know, the pretty awesome tire swing, multicoloured panels, a no something allowed on the door, and and the windows sort of indicate a fair bit of clutter in there. So I'm already a big fan of Chloe. So a
bit like your little man room in your own house, just a bit of clutter. Sign on no kids or no sticky fingers allowed.
Oh, there's no such sign. Calling it a man room's a bit offensive. It's like a whole nother level to the house.
Oh, right. Sorry. I haven't been to your house yet. I don't know the layout. I've got a better idea of the layout of Pepper's house than I do of your house, to be honest.
Yeah, it's fair enough. I'm very familiar with that one room that you podcast from, but that's about it.
That's about it, yeah, in the study. Like, I know you've got a room where you can get away at least. So the kids decide that they still want to play babies, but rather than try to get the real baby to play ball, they try to talk George into getting into the pram and being the baby. I do like when he kind of gets, because normally all he says is dinosaur, but I do like when he gets a bit indignant and just drops a no.
No, yeah. I this started to get a little bit PTSD for me. Because with two older sisters who would have been sort of like verging on their age differences were probably 5 and 6 years, a bit smaller than Pepper and Chloe, but my older sisters quite like dressing me up as a baby, a baby girl, a baby bear, a baby, all sorts of things, and push me around and things and stuff like that. And even when I got a little bit older, I would I'd sort of acquiesce to just to be accepted by my sisters. But you know, around about the age of 17,
at what cost? At 17, when I could no longer fit in the pram.
Yeah.
When the sailor suit
when the pram was a shopping trolley and we'd just been at the pub, I said no.
No, that's enough. Well, George tends to go along with it, you know, reasonably happy. They sort of butter him up with a few toys and things. And then, kind of out of nowhere, a whole bunch of the kids turn up.
Yeah, and actually, normally you'd say, oh, this is awesome, the kids are here. But I didn't feel it, actually.
Well, it was just the girls. We're missing a Pedro and a Danny dog. And the funny thing is that you know, at the start of the episode, they're sort of in the little red car on a bit of a road trip, and yet they're close enough for all the kids to kind of just roll up on their bikes again. So it's funny that it seems like all of Pepper's friends just kind of roam the streets on their bikes, like waiting for something to happen. You know, they kind of got this roaming bike gang going, and then they just sort of conveniently turn up all the time anytime there's something mildly interesting happens.
Well, sort of like BMX bandits, but you know, better.
Yeah, obviously it's like Stranger Things or something, you know, like, or that just that, you know, there's a kid getting around on your bike all the time looking for hijinks.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know, I actually really like Chloe. I think she's pretty cool.
How old do you think, did we talk about how old we thought Chloe was? Do we think she's sort of 8 or 9 or what?
Well, I don't think we've ever really been that sure, so I mean
she's, if we're sort of saying Pepper's 4-ish, I mean, I feel like she's bigger than 6 or 7, but yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to say that she's at least 8.
That's a bit of an age gap, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's sort of, you know, between baby Alexander and Chloe, that's sort of, you know, I think because of Whoopsie Baby, maybe.
Yeah, well, that happens. As someone who's, well, significantly younger than their older siblings, so I have to be very careful how I phrase that. I think just the way she sort of acts with the younger kids, I just think that maybe.
I mean, there is the famous sort of episode where she, you know, she has her older friends, and they're playing on the radio and all that kind of thing, where all the memes come from. But maybe we can sort of establish it more. But yeah, sort of Susie, Candy, Zoe and Rebecca all sort of show up and want to play along with baby George as well. But they don't really... Yeah, they sort of think it's reasonably interesting, and then the grown-ups turn up and they decide to give George something more fun to do and play dinosaur chasey, I guess. I've never seen this before, or since, I don't think.
It's obviously a game to stop George sort of sooking it up, because, you know, they make him out to be the baby, then the baby comes back and everyone wants to be the baby and stuff. George has been put through quite the emotional wringer in this episode.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
So, it's important that, and I think Daddy Pig and Mummy Pig know that there's a go-to game to bring him out of it, and they just go for it.
Well, it's funny because it feels like a season one episode where everything sort of kind of just plods along, really. And then in sort of true later episodes, probably season two where we are now, the people who make it kind of go, oh, we've got to spice this up, let's drop the kids in. But they don't really elevate it that much, do they? Really?
No, it's like their instincts are a bit wrong on this one, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like they kind of got two-thirds of the way through and went, oh, I think we've taken this as far as we can. We'll just bring some of the kids in. But yet, yeah, not really. Yeah, I don't know. A bit of a funny one, the old baby piggy. And it's funny because you get to the end of it and there's like, you know, a dozen characters at the end and yet nothing really happens.
Yeah, normally you'd never say, like, you never say nay to the rest of the gang rocking up, but no, I wasn't into it.
Alexander doesn't really get any play after the first third of the episode as well either. So,
and Chloe gets pushed out to the side too, and I do like Chloe. I think, yeah. So,
well, we do know that they do come back with a vengeance in Noisy Night when we get to Noisy Night, which is an excellent episode. So maybe they have sort of become aware, they're a little aware that they didn't quite utilise the, you know, the other piggy family as much as they should. So it's time to sort of up their game on the next episode. But yeah, look, you know, not a bad one, but we have been in the midst of some very cracking episodes. And considering we had, you know, Grandpa's Little Train the week before and, you know, Jumble Sail Balloon Ride, you know, we've had some killer eps. This one has put the brakes a little bit on.
I think it was fine. I think it was just that weird thing with just not really finishing it off. But there was some pretty good stuff right up to that point. But, yeah, I'd like to think a fan-led petition about Chloe led to some changes being made in further episodes.
Yeah, we can only hope. We can only hope. Right, well, I mean, that's probably all there is on this one, as we say goodbye to the baby piggy on episode 99. Any closing thoughts on this one before we send it home, mate?
I miss babies. I do. Yeah, if they didn't grow into kids,
You'd have more. You could just have them as babies and then drop them off and get them back again, you know, when they're 18 and they can drive you to the pub or something like that, or do the shopping. Or
I was going to say that's an awfully shallow view of me, but it's so accurate.
Well, it's only taken 99 episodes to get there, you know. Well, thanks everybody for listening and sticking with us and promoting the podcast and doing all that. And I hope everybody in Melbourne is getting through this last little bit. As we said, we'll be back next week to record 100 the week after this. So it will be a real time thing. So we'll be able to talk about where we're at from there. But thanks again. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Josh. And good night, my little piggies.
Peppa Pig and Danny Dog and Freddy Fox and Wendy.